Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it is a pleasure to welcome into our studios the Wakefield Concert Band. And we have two of the main ingredients of the band, I think you might say. We have the president of the band, Keith Voorhaven. Is that correct, Keith?
That's
close
correct.
Enough? All right.
Yes.
Is the president. He's here. Welcome, Keith. And Steve Turo. And Steve is the conductor of the band. Welcome, Steve.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Michael. It's great to be back.
Nice to have you back in a different capacity this time. Steve, in the past, has been here as conductor of other bands, but now he has taken over as the director of the Wakefield Concert Band. So this will actually be your first major performance, although you did a holiday series, right?
Yes, we did three holiday concerts.
And this is the biggie, though. This is what you've been looking for. This is going to take place next week, April 10th at 4 o'clock at South Kingstown High School. And Keith, tell us a little bit about the concert itself. What is the reason for the concert?
It's a benefit concert, and we so far have raised over $110,000 for the STAR program, which is a cancer survivor support group, and it's hosted by the South County Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of support for that. It has a lot of positive impact on our community. We're also raising some funds for the Diane Rebello Scholarship, which is a scholarship out of the South Kingston High School, and it goes to support South Kingston graduates that are going on to study music.
Excellent. All right. So a couple great reasons to go to the concert and help out those causes, and also to hear some great music. And Steve, you've taken over now. How long have you been there? Just about 6 months or a year?
Yeah, I started the very first week of October. I believe it may have been almost October 1st, actually. Mm-hmm. And then we did our three holiday concerts in that December. So at the beginning there, for me, just coming into the band in October, needing immediately to prepare for three concerts, it was a quick introduction, and it was right to work. But the three holiday concerts were wonderful, and I'm just loving it.
That's excellent. And the band's been around for quite a while. This is not a new group. Keith, you're a percussionist with the band, right, as well as president?
Correct.
How old is the band, roughly? Is it?
In and out of different incantations, it goes back to 1879.
Well, now that's old.
Yeah, it
Steve,
was.
Steve, you weren't there in 1879.
No, I just missed that part.
So it's a long time.
It was started by the Hazard family through their mill in Peacedale.
Okay.
And it's taken
of the
on,
Oliver Hazard Perry family, or is that a different? That's a different Hazard family, I guess.
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. I'd speculate they are related.
Related
I don't
in
think
some
there's
way.
Two different Hazard families coming out of South Kingston. But I couldn't be specific.
Well, I'm sure we'll get letters and phone calls.
All right. I hope we do.
All right. We're going to get to some music that will be played during the concert, which is going to take place, as I said, next Sunday, April 10th at 4 o'clock at South Kingstown High School. And, Steve, what is this first piece of music we're going to listen to?
The name of it is The Flight of the Piesaw, and it's composed by Robert Sheldon. Maybe many people remember from previous interviews, I'm the music director over at Moses Brown School in Providence, and I've gotten to know so much band music over my years there by attending band clinics and music institutes for directors, and I've met so many composers over the years. So when I do this, I get to learn much about their music, these composers, with working with them. And actually, this piece, I did work with the composer of this piece, and I've gotten to know him personally, Robert Sheldon. So this piece I introduced to the band in the mix of preparing for our holiday concerts, knowing that I had to get more music prepared for this particular concert and our summer series. So it's a very majestic sound, as you'll all hear, a grand opening, and it takes the audience and the players through a series of tempo changes. Mm-hmm. With some beautiful, absolutely beautiful structure. And then there's a middle section that is very dissonant, which is what Robert had described and why he did that. And then it ends with this big fanfare, with a large fanfare as it closes.
All right.
Flight of the Piousaw.
We'll give it a listen. music to get us in the mood. And now, Keith, I understand there'll be a couple other groups performing along with the band in the concert. Tell us about that.
Correct. The South Kingston Jazz Band will be warming up for the benefit concert. And we'll also have the choral group that Diane Ribello formed is called Escape. It's the South Kingston Choral Group, and there's about 30 voices, and they'll be singing a song with us. It's nice to have that synergy and have a chance for musicians to play.
Nice mix of things, too, not just, I won't say just the band, I don't mean it that way, but a little diversification on the evening. Little something for everyone. That's a good thing. All right. For people that are interested in getting tickets and so forth, they can go to your website. Is that true? For information about the concert?
Information about the concert's on our website. That's the Wakefield Concert Band. And you can just Google it and it'll bring you to our link.
What a deal.
We also have a Facebook page, which is the Wakefield Concert Band. If you're on Facebook, you can find us there. Tickets are going to be $15 at the door. And we'll have raffle baskets and some other items to bid on, if that's
great. Maybe an evening with Steve.
Second place is two evenings.
All right, let's get to another piece of music before we take our first break. This one's a little bit lengthy. Tell us about this one, Steve.
Yeah, this is a beautiful piece of music composed by Frank DeKelly. And again, this is another composer that I had the pleasure of being conducted by on this particular piece. He was commissioned to write this for the Columbine school tragedy that happened in 1999. I believe it was April 20th, 1999. And when he met with the band he was conducting that I was playing with, he told us the story of the commissioning and how he was invited to the school, and he spent a week there in the town. And lived and among the teachers, the students, and community not long after the tragedy. And this is how he formed his idea for writing this next piece of music that you'll hear. It's beautiful music. It's sad, but it's triumphant in a way as well. As in the middle of this work, there is an instrumental soloist that is asked to play off stage that signifies those students that passed speaking to those left behind. And he did it through a musical instrument. It's very, 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 I've performed it many times, and there is never, never a dry eye in the audience at the finish of this piece.
All right, we will listen to that. It is a little bit lengthy. We'll try to get the whole thing in, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the Wakefield Concert Band. Keith and Steve are here explaining what's going to be happening next Sunday, April 10th, 4 o'clock, South Kingstown High School. Steve, we've been listening to some great music. That was very impressive, that longer piece we just listened to that you mentioned. And we're going to change gears a little bit and go to something else that's going to be in the program.
Correct. Raiders March, composed by John Williams, and that's part of the whole Raiders of the Lost Ark series of movies. It's one of my favorites of all of John Williams' themes.
Right.
It's very heroic. I mean, so much of his music is heroic, and I think I just really, really love that style of music. But this is just watching that movie over and over and over again, how well the music fits.
All right. That's why
I chose this particular
piece. Well, listen to that. I have Keith, I think next year you could probably have a huge event if you got John Williams to come to the event, you know, and direct Wiz.
Guy can dream.
Here we go. Steve, I'm going to ask you to get to this next piece of music relatively quickly. We went a little long on our first segment, but we're going to try to squeeze everything in here. And this is an important piece, this next one. Tell us what's happening with this.
It is, yes. It's You Raise Me Up, and it was made popular a few years ago by Josh Groban. And not only do I really, really like this piece, but in the holiday concert series that my first performances in December, I introduced to the band two vocalists, actually, male and female vocalists. And the band had not in the past had ever used vocalists. And there is so much nice band music that you can add this, have this feature. So I did, and it was so well received. Having the vocalist. The band loved it, and they said, we want this, we want more of this. So this You Raise Me Up is a great arrangement of it for concert band. And I chose to do it, and I have my vocalist ready to come in. And I know that that this
has it already been selected? Because I could throw my name out there.
The vocalist has, but you know,
right.
Thank you. There we go. We got another vocalist.
We'll be Plan B.
All right.
Oh, wow.
All right. So we'll listen to this, then take a short break, and be back with more.
Shoulders.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with the Wakefield Concert Band. And Keith and Steve have been talking about the upcoming performance, which is next Sunday, April 10th, 4 o'clock at South Kingstown High School. And their email address, or their website, rather, is very easy to remember because it's Wakefield Concert Band. That's as simple as that. If you'd like to get more information about the concert, we'd love you to come out and support it. Keith, the one more time, the benefit is for the hospital.
We're raising funds for the STAR program, which is hosted by the South County Hospital. We're raising funds for the Diane Rebello Scholarship. Mm-hmm. And we're also hoping to have enough money left over to buy some new music for our library. We've been around long enough that we've played all of our pieces, and we're looking to expand our library, so some of our benefits will go towards supporting our library.
Right. Okay, that's great. So plenty of reasons for you to get out and support the Wakefield Concert Band and this concert coming up next Sunday. And Steve, we've talked about a lot of different kinds of music, and that last one we just listened to, a lot of people appreciate the You Raise Me Up performance, and that will be done in the show, and you have a soloist coming in by the name of?
Of Wayne Patenaude.
Okay.
A friend of mine that I've known for many, many years, and I've had him sing with other ensembles that I've conducted. Beautiful voice, beautiful tenor voice.
Mm-hmm.
He has sung that particular piece with us in the past. And this, it's the arrangement we're doing is slightly different because I've conducted it with an orchestra. So this is a band arrangement, obviously, but it's so well put together and crafted. And I knew Wayne would do a great job. So I called him and he said, I'd love to come in and sing.
Great. All right. And we have a couple other people that you want to mention that are going to have principal roles. We have a song coming up that you want to mention, and they're going to have a role in that particular piece.
The very beautiful Gabriel's Oboe selection from the movie of the same title. It's out. It's been out for a long time. It's got to be 25 years ago, and that starred Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel's Oboe. Oh, I'm sorry. The title of the movie is The Mission. This is the main theme from the movie The Mission. And our oboe soloist does a fantastic job of playing this. It's all about the oboe.
Oh,
and
okay.
She just plays it so warmly and gives so much when she plays it. Her name is Nancy Baruso.
Okay. All about that oboe instead of all about that bass.
All about, no, not all. Very good, Mike.
All right. Let's give that a listen.
Thank you.
great music that you brought for our audience today. And Keith, you know, a lot of things happen with the Wakefield Concert Band during the summer, which is prime time. I know starting in late June, I think you have outdoor concerts, right?
That's correct. We'll be starting our summer series, which each Monday night we hold a free concert open to the public, weather permitting, and it's at Marina Park in South Kingston, which if you know where Java Madness is, it's right in that complex. The town boat launches there, and it's a beautiful setting. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to watch the sunset, you get the chance to see the ospreys circling the harbor, and get a chance to listen to some great music in a very relaxing setting.
So that's free and open to the public.
That is free and open to the public. Everybody's welcome.
They don't have to bring you hot dogs or anything. You just play for them.
No, all of that's warmly received, but no obligation. Okay. And the concerts, if you get there by 6:30, you won't miss anything. And people bring their picnics, and they bring their kids, and they everybody has a good time, and the crowd keeps getting bigger and bigger, so sometimes you have to get there a little bit early to get the good parking spots.
Well, if you've taken advantage of those free concerts during the summer, then you have to help them out a little bit and come to the concert next Sunday, April 10th, at South Kingstown High School. All of that information about that concert on April 10th and the summer concerts are on your website.
That's correct.
And that's the easiest way to find out about everything with the Wakefield Concert Band. Keith, thanks for coming in today. It was a pleasure to meet you.
And, thank you, Mike.
Thanks for sharing your information about the Wakefield Concert Band. Steve, over to you, and we'll talk about a little bit more about the concert itself. You have quite a bit of music that you're going to be playing, and a wide variety.
I feel good about the music that I choose. Much of the music I choose is are favorites of mine, mm-hmm. and that does transition to the band or to the ensembles I conduct. I love variety. Mm-hmm. Just from, you know, the ends of the spectrum, I think it's just great to provide that for audiences, and that's who we're playing for. We're playing for our audiences, and this last selection is another favorite of mine, Armed Forces Salute. It's the five themes of our armed services, and it's a classic that that I've done in the past. When we do it, I ask the audience. I ask if anybody in the audience is branch they're in,
right.
And when they hear their theme, to have them stand up and be recognized.
Yeah, and it's a great tribute.
Oh, talk about a crowd favorite. The mm-hmm. the thunderous applause for mm-hmm. each branch that stands up.
Sure.
And then at the end of the selection, I ask all of those who stood individually to stand as a group, and the audience goes wild. Standing ovation for these people.
Very moving. If you haven't seen it done
moving.
Before, it is a very nice way to end the concert, and that's the way we're going to end our show tonight. Steve, thanks for coming in. Pleasure to see you.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Mike. I love coming here.
All right. We're going to close with the Armed Forces Salute, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.